Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, hey, and welcome into the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Thanks so much for hanging out. And we appreciate you. And thank you so much for watching and listening to the podcast. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple, it's appreciated. Trust me, if you're watching on the YouTube page, thank you. I was not planning on doing a podcast today. In fact, I was not planning on doing anything today. Today was supposed to be an off day for me. Labor Day weekend is here for me. I don't have the radio show tomorrow, although I do get the feeling that I might get a phone call and there might be an opportunity to trade and be like, hey, instead of having your day off, do you want to do a show and then we can give you a day off later on down the road? That's how some of that stuff works. But let's cross our fingers and hope that's not the case. But I did want to jump on and talk about the big news of the day because of how it affects the Bears. And I am not near my studio, so I am doing the best with what I can do here on the phone. We'll see how great the iPhone technology is with all of this stuff. I was literally watching the Dallas Cowboys documentary on Netflix, and I've only made it through episode one. It's really well made, by the way. It's very, like, as far, forget about like the subject matter and whether there's a lot of accuracy to it. It is extremely well made. And I think that even from that standpoint, you will enjoy it. Like, even if we just throw the football stuff and who's lying about what and when it happened, it is a beautiful piece of propaganda, okay? And I've been using that word and trying not to use it pejoratively. It is a beautiful piece of propaganda. I told Layla, because, you know, Layla grew up in the Dallas area, like, I hit her up and I was like, you have to watch this. Like, this is your childhood playing out here with all this stuff with the Dallas Cowboys. It was great for me too, because there was a couple of throwbacks that triggered some stuff for me in a good way. Like Jerry Orr, who was one of the reporters that covered the firing of Tom Landry. I actually produced Jerry Orr when I was working as a producer at Channel 9. So seeing him be featured in that was really weird for me, but the whole thing was beautiful. And you are a witness to the type of grandiose that the Dallas Cowboys are all about. And Jerry Jones is all about. You are a witness to that. And it plays out inside of just the first, I've only made through the first episode. And I'll do like a review thing for you when I'm all said and done with it. But my goodness, that was is very telling. And then I'm literally just chilled out. Like, I went and had pancakes today, and I haven't had pancakes in months, and I was enjoying myself. I took a little nap, and then the news breaks that Micah Parsons is going to be a Packer, that the Packers made the trade. They sent two first rounders. They sent Kenny Clark. And then on top of that, they signed Micah to a four-year, $188 million deal. He's now the highest paid non-quarterback in the league and in the history of the league. And it makes sense when you look at his production. This guy has been getting quarterbacks on the ground. And when he's not getting quarterbacks on the ground, he's making quarterbacks and offensive coordinators very, very nervous about what it is that he's doing. I also think that Jeff Hafley, the defensive coordinator for Green Bay, this must be like an answer to a prayer. Now look, Micah Parsons works in any defense that you're running. I don't care what it is. He works in it. But when you have a DC that's all about playing press man, and it's predicated on the pressure that what you can do up front, man, the sky is the limit for what they might be able to do. And then you start looking at what Hafley did last year, the year that Rashawn Gary had last year. And now you drop Micah Parsons into a defense that's got a couple of guys in it. You know, I think Luke Van Ness is going to turn himself into a player. They've got stuff. And even playing, what did he play, 12 games last year? To still have 70 pressures, to still, over his first 4 years in the league, average 12 sacks a season, and doing that again in a season where he didn't play the entire season is incredible. He was second in pressures only to Myles Garrett. And that's not playing all of the games that were on the schedule. We were joking about it on the air yesterday. Me and Russ and Tanny and Alex were talking about all of this stuff. And we were like, man, this has been, it's been real quiet on the Micah Parsons front. And I thought that this would be the typical Jerry thing that we ordinarily see him do, where there's a big splash the day that the season starts and they sign him to an extension. And that wasn't the case. Green Bay came in with a really good deal, and the Packers, I mean, you could say that they fell for it, like giving away a young explosive pass rusher who's not even technically in his prime is questionable. But maybe they're looking at it and saying, well, now we've got an opportunity to draft a quarterback if we don't want to bring Dak back next. Who knows?
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Get your exterior painting to-dos done easily with Dutch Boy Pristine Exterior Paint. With its rain-rinse technology, rain naturally washes away dirt and grime. Plus, it resists cracking and peeling, making it perfect to withstand the harshest weather conditions. Save big money on Pristine Exterior Paint and start your painting project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. All I know is that it was very informative to watch that Cowboys doc because it gives you a window into Jerry Jones. Not that he's some secret. Like, we all have seen Jerry and know about his bravado and everything else. But I have to tell you, like, listening to him talk about all of his deals in the oil industry and the way that he talked about the way that he bought the Cowboys, even though he's completely wrong in the idea of he was negotiating with Parsons and felt like they had a deal and that it should be your word is as good as whatever, that breaks the rules of the collective bargaining agreement. You're not allowed to do deals with players. You have to go through their representative. It's written in the CBA. But I understand why a person like Jerry would think that that's bullshit and he had a deal in place with Micah to get something done. It's fascinating theater. And now Micah Parsons has got a little under 2 weeks, got 11 days to get himself ready for the beginning of the season. I have already seen former Packers, including my guy Leroy Butler, talk about how this reminds him of Reggie White. And that's one of the comps, I think. And it's, you don't ordinarily like to do something like this, but I think the comp is actually closer to LT because of the multiple places where you can line up Micah Parsons and he can be destructive. But I understand anyone who is a Green Bay person looking at this and saying, here's the edge rusher that we've needed to really set things off defensively. And like I said, with that DC, it's a really good match, in my opinion. The impact on the Bears, I don't have to tell you. That it's kind of like the reverse of the Khalil Mack thing, where you knew that Mack was going to make a difference in the way that the Bears look. He makes a difference. He made a difference in the way that offensive coordinators schemed against the Bears, because you have to account for him. And with Mack in those first 2 years with the Bears, it was, you're definitely going to double and you're probably going to double and chip. Like, and you have to know where he is on every single play. That's the type of guy that we're talking about with Micah Parsons. Like, that's how good he is, how destructive of a player that he is. So this is not good. Like, it's not good for any team in the NFC North. It's not good for, other than the Packers. It's great for them. It's not good for the Bears if you think, okay, now you're in a really competitive window. You've got a coach and all this stuff. Now you got another monster. Like, Aiden Hutchinson's one of those monsters in Detroit, and now you have another one in Micah Parsons. So it's anything that the Bears get inside this division, anything that they get against the Packers, they are going to have to earn. They're going to have to earn it, simple and plain. But this is seismic. Like, a move like this is seismic. And I imagine that there are people in Dallas going, what just happened here? And if you're one of those people that has questions about whether or not Jerry wants to actually win, I am here for it. And again, I'll go back to the doc. He lays it out pretty plain in the building of this thing outside of Jimmy Johnson has been about the theater of it. It's weird to me, though, that a guy that's so competitive at everything else in his life has found a space where he doesn't want to be competitive necessarily on the field. I guess the argument could be he looks at the competition on the field is nothing compared to the competition of money and power and influence that he continues to gain because of how valuable the Cowboys as a brand is. That would probably be the argument, right? I just know that this is not good. Of all the things that I could have jumped on here in a breaking news setting for the Bears, this is not a good thing. Maybe they'll overcome it. Maybe he won't be the same player, but I don't know how he couldn't. Like, the guy is a monster. And another monster is inside the Bears division, and it's not a good thing. I appreciate you watching. I appreciate you listening. Thanks to Remy Martin, one of our fine sponsors. And I know that this looks a little different, but I needed to do something. So we tried to make it happen. And I hope you enjoyed the pod. I will talk to you next time. Peace.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.